Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
She's always informative, and she's always with us Tuesdays at 11, and we really thank her for that. She's Mary Kay Cabot. Mary Kay, Chef here. Dan's in for Andy today. How are you?
Hello, Mary Kay.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
We are well. How about you? Everything good down there?
Have you gotten your picture with Mickey yet?
Oh, nice.
No, I actually have not done that. It would be fun to be able to do something like that, but they're keeping us pretty busy here. It's a gorgeous day today, though.
Oh, that's I'm very happy to hear that. Yesterday, and I'm not kidding when I say that, yesterday the Haslam spoke. Mary Kay, I don't think that anything overly new came out except for this. It seems as if they certainly set the parameters of what they have in mind. And it certainly seems to me as if they said, look, we have the option for 176 acres and we're thinking dome. Cleveland, what can you do for us? Did you get that feel? You were there listening to them.
Yeah, yes. And this was just a very small group of us. This was not some big press conference or anything like that. This was just five reporters that are down here covering these meetings, including the Cleveland Browns' own reporter. So this was not a large setting. It was just a, you know, small, intimate setting of people who cover them on a regular basis. And they laid it all out for us, basically, and told us exactly what it is that they would want if they do end up buying this parcel of land in Brook Park, the 176 acres of land that they have a chance to purchase there. So they make a very compelling case for a dome, but they were also very adamant about the notion that they would be very excited about the renovation as well, and that it could be something that could also really change the landscape of downtown Cleveland.
So, Mary Kay, if they were to buy that chunk of land in Brook Park, dome is the case. It would not be an open-air stadium, correct?
That's correct. It would absolutely 100% be a dome there.
So part two of that then, if they renovated the stadium downtown, is this one of those, like this would be one big overhaul that would set the city of Cleveland up for the next 20 plus years? Or is this something where there would be more maintenance coming down the road in 10 to 15? I know you're not an architect or a building expert or anything like that, but I'm just wondering, because I know people are thinking about it. Okay, how is this going to affect taxpayers? How is this going to do this? And is this something that's permanent?
You know, I can't say for sure on that, but I don't think that the $1 billion renovation would be anywhere near as long-term as the dome would be. I think that the renovation would probably result in another something happening at some point down the road. Not anytime soon, but, you know, probably it wouldn't be the whatever, 30-some years, 30, 40, whatever years you're going to get out of the dome.
Mary Kay, I can't fathom the idea of putting $1 billion into the stadium on the lakefront. When the Haslam's laid out, you know, we don't have parking, getting in and out is tough and blah, blah, blah. I mean, they gave you every reason why you shouldn't. Why in the world would the city do that to keep the team downtown? I know. I just don't. That seems like it would be a colossal waste of $1 billion.
Well, it's a complicated topic. It really is.
Because it sure is. It is.
There are so many benefits to keeping Cleveland Browns Stadium right in the heart of the city, and there are plenty of drawbacks as well. So it's a tremendous debate to have, and one that we're going to be hearing so much more about over the next 2 years, because that's when they have to absolutely 100% figure out which way they're going. So by the end of this year, I would think they might have a decision on which one of these two options that they are going with, and a lot's going to be happening. It's crunch time now. They're almost at the deadline of having to decide what's going to happen, because we all know the lease is up. It takes time to build a stadium, and there are so many things that need to be done right away.
Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland.com, and the Plain Dealer, joining us on the Northumberland Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. It also came out of with the Haslams and the conversations that took place there involving extensions of Andrew Berry and an extension for Kevin Stefanski. Where do we sit on those from what the Haslams said?
They're close. They're very close. And I'm sure that's something that will, you know, it could happen as soon as everyone gets back from this trip. Now, some of the entities are probably going on after this and, you know, taking small vacations after all the hard work everyone's done. So I don't know if it'll be next week or whatever the case may be, but it should be happening very soon.
New kickoff rule, Mary Kay? Break out the XFL version? It's an interesting thing to look at. I'm curious as to what you think.
You know, I haven't had time to delve into it as much as I will over the next week or so, and hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to the Browns people about it more. But I haven't really looked into or written about the new kickoff rule yet while I was down here, because, you know, I was covering most of the Kevin press conference and the Haslam press conference, and we had Andrew Berry this morning. So I've kind of let other people handle the nitty gritty of the rules change. So I will be able to better speak to that in a week or two.
After listening to Kevin Stefanski and Jimmy Haslam and Andrew Berry this morning, Mary Kay, do you believe the Browns are now in draft mode, or is there more to do in free agency?
I think mostly draft mode. I think it's time to pivot to the draft. I think they've done most of the heavy lifting in free agency. They're pretty well set with what they're going to have. And now it's time to turn their attention to that number 54 overall pick and the rest of their picks.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us. She's at the NFL owners meetings in Florida. And you can read all of her coverage, of course, at Cleveland.com and in the Plain Dealer. Other rule changes, things that are going on down there. Trade deadline pushed back, Mary Kay. Good idea. You like?
Yeah, I actually was in favor of the Browns proposal and that of five other teams to move it back 2 weeks instead of the one. I thought that would have been the way to go, just because for all the reasons that Andrew laid out, and he did a really nice job of it, and he was very, very vocal about wanting to move it back 2 weeks. He'll take this, he'll accept it, he'll take what he could get, but they really wanted to have the opportunity to do the best business and the best wheeling and dealing that they could as late as possible. But 1 week is better than nothing, and the Browns will accept it.
I agree with everything you said there. Pushing it back is fine. I think 2 weeks would have been better as well. Apparently, the NFL planning to play a game on Christmas Day this year, which falls on a Wednesday. And I, not to be over the top, but really, do you have to do that, Mary Kay? I don't quite understand, to be honest with you.
Well, you know, the NFL, it's changing in so many ways,
yep.
And you see that the, you know, the NBA has done a phenomenal job of capturing those, the holiday audience. And, you know, the NFL is doing a lot of different things, including expanding so much globally. So they're doing whatever they can to build the brand and market the NFL, not just in the United States, but all over the world. And a Christmas Day game gets, you know, the eyes of the world on the NFL again. Sure. And so I don't really have that much of a problem with it. I think you're going to be seeing a lot of different things in terms of schedules and times. I think betting has a lot to do with it. And then I think as the NFL expands more into these global markets, that you will just see games on all different kinds of days and times.
Browns brought in a couple of different running backs, and then also leading to questions, I should say, involving Nick Chubb and where his rehab is. Do we have any idea where Nick Chubb's rehab is right now?
Yeah, I mean, I have to write a little bit more about this today, but I tweeted a little bit of it and put some of Andrew's quick hits out there. But he is going to start some load running this week, and that includes cutting and agility and things like that. And over the next 3 months, Andrew said that he'll have a better idea where Nick is going to be at the beginning of the season. They expect him back this season. Nobody can say for sure yet if it will be on day one.
Boy, that seems adventurous, doesn't it, Mary Kay? I personally, his injury is so severe, I wonder if November is even realistic. Do you get the feeling of that it is?
I honestly don't know. Again, we're dealing with Nick Chubb, and he's sort of a freak of nature physically. Yeah. Nobody's really expected that he would be able to accomplish what he has so far after the knee injury at Georgia. So nobody can count him out. He's doing all different kinds of modalities. He's just absolutely rocking his rehab in every way that he possibly can. I think he wants to prove everyone wrong. I know that he knows that he's got doubters out there that just don't believe that he can pull this off. And he's just so determined to prove everyone wrong that I think everybody just has to be open-minded about his return.
That would be stunning. It would be just stunning. I think people expect Deshaun Watson to be back for the start of the season. Mary Kay, I'll be honest, I just kind of assumed he'd get it fixed and be ready to go. Is that the general feeling in the organization, that Deshaun is good to go, or is there also some question there?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
There, that is the general feeling in the organization that Deshaun will be ready for the start of the season. But when I asked Kevin Stefanski that point blank yesterday, he would not answer it like that. And I think that's because he learned last year that you can't always predict these shoulder injuries, and he doesn't want to paint himself into a corner. When it becomes time to be able to, you know, to say definitively that he'll be back and he's about to start against the Eagles in Brazil or wherever they're going to start the season, then I think he'll be more comfortable. But we saw what happened last year when, you know, week to week he was trying to predict if Deshaun was going to be able to start.
We appreciate all the insight from the owners' meetings. Great job. Follow Mary Kay on Twitter for the latest out of the owners' meetings. And it's at Mary Kay Cabot, just Mary Kay's name. And, of course, reader on the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. Terrific, Mary Kay. Thank you for your time today.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary Kay
Cabot, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.